Perfi, Yo-Yo Ma, Emmanuel Axe, and Itzhak Perlman. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. It is 7 o'clock on Saturday, February 10th. I am DJ Rizzle King. This is Songs from the Squid Pod, normally hosted by Savoir Faire, hosted by me. If you like what you're hearing, or if you don't like what you're hearing, we have, I, along with my partner DJ Slips, have a weekly show Wednesdays at 1 p.m. called Anything and Everything. It is exactly what the name entails. All types of music, all types of talking points, all types of segments on our show. If you're interested in hearing what that's about, tune in Wednesdays at 1 p.m. But for now, we'll have a slight change of pace, maybe some movie music. I'm a big fan of John Williams, kind of a personal hero. So one of my favorite pieces, and it's something that he does well, is choral music. So here is Hymn to the Fallen from Saving Private Ryan. That was Hymn to the Fallen by John Williams from the soundtrack to Saving Private Ryan, 1998. Extremely powerful movie. If anybody hasn't seen it, would highly recommend. I would describe it as slightly emotionally taxing, and it is rather long, but if you have the time and you're looking for a great movie to watch, Spielberg, John Williams, and Tom Hanks is pretty classic combination. And while we're on the subject of John Williams, I think we'll play something that's a little bit more instantly recognizable. One, not this film, but the next film in the series, won John Williams an Academy Award. Fun fact, he has been nominated for 51 Academy Awards, the most by a living person. The only person alive or deceased who beats him out is Walt Disney. And I think that's a kind of unfair comparison, because Walt Disney won Academy Awards and was nominated for Academy Awards for things he had no hand in. John Williams does a lot of work and has deserved all of the acclaim he has gotten. So, but for we can talk about that more later. For now, here is the prologue from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. That was the prologue from Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, and I now have my partner in crime back in the studio
that
with me.
That is correct.
DJ Slips has finally arrived.
That is true. DJ Rizzle King, I've been amazed what you've done on the air so far. You're a real solo artist.
I know. Sam is, we'll call it, not the biggest classical music fan, so I exploited my time on the air to play a 45-minute concerto.
Do you play 45-minute concerto?
I think it would, no, probably more like 35.
Oh,
well. It was very enjoyable.
Well, you know, but we actually play, I would say, a fair amount of classical music on the show. It's just we play the epic stuff.
The epic stuff and
like the most famous things, you know what I mean?
Like Overture of 1812.
Exactly. Well, for those of you listening right now, just by coincidence, Thomas and I have a show, Anything and Everything. Wednesdays, 1 p.m. You can catch us there every Wednesday. But we like to end the show with an epic song.
So right? If you have any ideas, call in now, but also tune in on Wednesday and give us a call.
That is true.
So back quickly on the subject of Harry Potter, and then we will continue with some music. Sam and I, over the summer, saw one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Sam,
fantastic.
Would you like to describe it?
So, I don't know if you know this, but it is possible, apparently, to be so good at something, be so good at music, that you can actually play the entire score of a movie live while the movie is happening.
It was pretty incredible.
So we saw Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, the first one, except that the score had been removed from the audio of the video, if that made any sense, and they played it live. So they had a whole pit, a whole orchestra, and the guy that he was conducting over there, and he had a little thing.
He also had a laptop.
He had a laptop that was the screen.
Mm-hmm. That told him when to conduct, he also had the score in front of him. It was the National Symphony Orchestra, Pops Orchestra. Yeah. It was incredible. And I had gone 2 weeks before we're from the Washington, D.C. area, and I had gone to the Kennedy Center, and they had done a whole concert of just John Williams music. And it was the best thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that conductor... He knew his stuff.
He did, in fact, know his stuff.
He knew a couple of things.
Just a few. Mm-hmm. So, from one film composer to another, Sam, when you think film composers, you think John Williams, but mm-hmm. who's the other one?
Oh, Hans Zimmer, of course. No other person.
And the thing that's great about Hans Zimmer is he's done stuff that you, like, didn't realize
Lion
he's done.
King.
He did Lion King.
That's crazy.
He did Gladiator.
Yeah.
He did Man of Steel. But wow. I think one of my...
Interstellar,
which is,
crazy.
I think, one of his masterpieces.
Did he do Inception?
He did Inception. He did Dunkirk, which is up for an Academy Award also.
He and Christopher Nolan.
Speaking of Hans Zimmer and Christopher Nolan, let's get a little Batman The Dark Knight Rises main theme going.
Love it.
That is the main theme from The Dark Knight Rises. Probably the low point in the Christopher Nolan trilogy, which is saying something because it's still a great movie.
The Dark Knight was the best one.
The Dark Knight
the
is
middle one.
With the Dark Knight is one of the best movies of all time, I think.
Heath Ledger. Wow.
I think the best and like scariest Joker ever put to film.
Well, so
Jared Leto.
Yeah, so I have not seen all of Suicide Squad, but I watched like the first hour of it before I had to go somewhere. I had to, like what, but and I was like so I'd heard all this stuff about the Joker. This is years ago when it was first coming out. Like, the Joker's a big deal. People were upset that there wasn't more Joker or something like that.
Well, there were a ton of reshoots, but they'd already missed some, like, released trailers that showed cool Joker footage. So they shoehorned it into the movie and then basically wrote the Joker out.
He was like, he was good. He was fine.
But he was Heath Ledger.
Well, the thing is, I feel like Heath Ledger, it's kind of the same reason I feel like it would be hard to make another set of Harry Potter movies, is because now everyone thinks of Daniel Radcliffe as Harry Potter.
Which is
a shame. That's a kind of a shame.
I think he has the look down somewhat.
I think any black-haired British boy could look like Harry Potter. I feel like he's not as unique looking as everyone thinks. And I feel like
Daniel Radcliffe, this is gonna sound terrible.
I think Daniel Radcliffe is like a really bad actor. And I know this because my brother and I were watching the Harry Potter movies in Spanish. You know, sometimes they run the broadcast.
The voice acting?
And it was better. The voice acting was really good. It sounded like serious.
Because I'm sure it was an adult.
Yeah, I know. I also think
it's really hard for Daniel Radcliffe as, first of all, he got nominated for a Tony, I think.
Really?
For How to Succeed in Business Without Even Trying. So he is a good actor.
That's true. At the age of 11, I don't think he was ready.
Darn.
He wasn't ready for the big screen. No, it's not his fault. Emma Watson was good.
Was good.
I think she was the... Dumbledore's hard. Dumbledore's got that intangible quality that it was hard. That's hard to cast.
Oh, so who is the second Dumbledore is Michael Gambon. Who's the first Dumbledore?
I don't know.
I don't know his name. I think the fact that they had to change was kind of a blessing in disguise, because I don't think the first Dumbledore could have handled the Dumbledore who has to do a lot of magic.
I feel like the first Dumbledore was too wheezy, and the second Dumbledore wasn't wheezy enough.
Yes. Well, the one scene that I think annoys hardcore Harry Potter.
Book four. Did you put your name in the goblet, Harry? They really messed that one up. That went straight against what was written in the book.
And not just it was a small detail, it conveyed the opposite of what was supposed to be conveyed.
I know, because Dumbledore's so chill. Exactly.
Yeah. I think if anybody's looking for a true Harry Potter experience,
yeah,
the audiobooks as read by Jim Dale are incredible.
I could not recommend anything more highly.
Hallmark of my childhood. Hallmark of my current childhood continues to now. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Sam, what do you got up for us?
Well, I thought we could change up the tone a tiny bit. It is, I believe, Saturday night.
It is.
And
Saturday
so
the 10th.
This is a song about Saturday night.
Well, let's hear it. I've never heard this. Well,
I think it's pretty good.
We'll get my live on-air reaction.
Okay. Bay City Rollers.
good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT.
In the long haul. Come on, girl. Yeehaw! Once you kiss me, my love for you is not iffy. I always want you with me. I'll play Bobby and you play Whitney. If you smoke, I smoke too. That's how much I'm in love with you. Crazy is what crazy do. Crazy in love, I'm a crazy fool.
No, 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 don't fuck with my heart.
Why you so insecure when you got passionate love her? You always claiming I'm a cheater. Think I up and go leave ya for another senorita. You forgot that I need ya. You must have caught amnesia. That's why you don't believe her. Well, yeah, check it out.
Don't you worry about a thing, baby.
Take you home. Would you still be?
on the ground and fly me in the sky. Show me where to look, tell me what to win.
That was Shine by Collective Soul, and before that, you heard Don't Funk With My Heart by the Black Eyed Peas, which I think is a really good song. And I am now all alone in the booth at 737 at WMFO Medford. My partner in crime, DJ Rizzle King, has left to go get some dinner, is what it looks like. But we're going to be on the air for another 20 or so minutes until 8 o'clock, then we're going to turn it over to someone else. We're going to get some more music going with What Is Love by Hadaway.
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. We'll be right back.
That was Joy to the World by Three Dog Night, and before that you heard What is Love by Hathaway. Now, we're going to get some more music coming up for you next. In particular, I find this next song to be one of those songs that I hate to love. There are a couple songs that, you know, I hear them and I'm like, this is just not a good song whatsoever, and yet I cannot stop listening to it. For example, Imagine Dragons' Thunder. Honestly, I'm not a huge fan, but every time I hear it, I'm bopping around to it. I really like it. So I hate to love it. And then this song coming up next is a new Luis Fonsi song. It's called Échame la Culpa, which in English means, like, blame it on me. I blame it on Luis Fonsi for making these catchy songs. It actually has Demi Lovato in it, too. And she sings in Spanish, which is very interesting. And so we're going to play it. It's kind of repetitive as well. So now that I've really brought down your expectations, it's insanely catchy, so I'm sorry that you're going to be listening to it for the rest of the night. But first, quick PSA.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No. How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Hey, Fonsi.
Oh, no. ¿Qué pasa de mí?
Hey, yeah. Tengo en esta historia algo que confesar. Ya entendí muy bien qué fue lo que pasó. Y aunque duela tanto, tengo que aceptar que tú no eres la mala, que el malo soy yo.
No me conociste nunca de verdad. Ya se fue la magia que te enamoró. Y es que no quisiera estar en tu lugar, porque tu error solo fue conocerme.
No eres tú, no eres tú, no eres tú, soy yo.
Soy yo.
Soy yo.
No te quiero hacer sufrir, es mejor olvidar y dejarlo así. Así, échame la culpa. Okay, I don't really, really wanna
That was Échame la Culpa by Luis Fonsi and Demi Lovato. And it's a really short song. It's not even 3 minutes, which is very rare. And I don't know about you, but the first time I heard it, I was kind of taken aback because Demi Lovato, I thought she was going to sing more. I thought she was going to have her own verse, you know, say her own thing. But she kind of stuck to the party line, you know. She doesn't really want to fight anymore, it turns out. But, you know, still a good song. I'm going to be singing it for the rest of the night. It's incredibly catchy. And here's another catchy song. This is Angel by Shaggy.
You're my darling angel, closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, baby.
Life is one big party when you're still young, but who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Put a left but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and I, this the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
Say I'm your savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior,
when
you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
Call up this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady. Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend.
And that was Angel by Shaggy and Ravon, and now we've got Mamma Mia by ABBA.
Now, will I ever learn? I don't know how, but I saw the loser. only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your